Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'm never going to ask for an off day. It'll be, you know, the only way I'm getting off, if I'm off, it's because I got shot. But,
Well, let's hope that's not the case. Danny Medic was fabulous today, as were Ian Happ, Greg Olson, and James Fegan. Book us better guests, Diaz. The hell's wrong with you? Thanks to Ray Diaz, to Mike Rankin, to Brandon Fryer, to Adam Studzinski for helping out today. Connor O'Donnell had our video feed and the Twitch stream. It is time for the inaugural transition with the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
First annual.
Brought to you by BarbecueAuthority.com, Chicagoland's number one barbecue shop. It's Barbecue Authority and Lyle. Top brands, a large selection of rubs, sauces, grills, smokers, pizza ovens, and outdoor kitchens. Veteran-owned Barbecue Authority is your authority on all things barbecue. Go to BBQAuthority.com. Gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey.
You guys sounded great. Like you have 472 years of combined radio experience.
Like we've done radio before?
Yeah, exactly. That might have been the smoothest launch in the history of launched radio shows.
Well, that's a very nice compliment. Thank you very much.
I mean it genuinely. I mean, just like the guests, the chemistry, the back and forth, heard a ton of it. It was great. And yeah, you guys are absolute pros.
It's an adjustment
really for us. Because transition is starting a few minutes earlier.
Yeah,
we were just sitting there like hanging out.
Same thing happened with us.
And Rankin was like, "Hey, get down the hall, please. We've been on the air for 7.5 hours. Can you guys come do some lifting right now?"
I was walking back in the hallway this morning, and I'm like, I looked at the clock, and I was like, "We're on right now."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
grab my headphones and get in here.
Yeah, I was not prepared.
There are certain times when the show, either before you or after you, feels like it has gone on for a day and a half. You ever have that experience?
Yes.
Like
all the time.
You go and you live an entire life, and you're like, "Those guys are still on."
I had it with you guys like a couple times during baseball season last year, and it happened once this year, where I had gone out, I had run some errands. Oh, you know what it was? When I went out to the PGA Tour Superstore, I left and I'm listening to you guys on the way there. I go, I get my fitting. I'm shopping. I'm getting shoes.
Wait, you got fitted for clubs?
Yeah, I got a whole new bag. Papa's got a brand new bag. And
this is a good foursome. Can we play?
I'm not good at golf.
None of us are.
Yeah.
Oh, you're better than we are.
I take long breaks from golf.
I'm probably better than you guys.
You better be.
I'm real good after long breaks. I'm like surprisingly good. And Danny says things like, "I was surprised how much contact you made with the ball." You hit that pretty clean.
I was at Jackson Park driving range on Thursday and Saturday.
There you go.
This past week. So, you know, I'm getting up there. Like, I feel pretty comfortable now. But I had finished all of that. Found a new bag, fitted for clubs, had a putting contest with my guy Ralph up there, done all this stuff. I walked out and I turned on the car because it was blazing hot that day. And I was like, "Oh, my guys are still on the air."
That's the thing.
I drove to Vernon Hills.
We were still on, right? We work hard. But I had that feeling with you guys today, because when you started this morning, I was coming back from dropping my son at day camp.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm sitting in here after like a whole round of errands and show prep and getting here. Mm-hmm. And
here
you guys
are
introducing James Fegan. I'm like, oh, is this on tape or is this a promo for... Oh, no, they're still on the air.
Is this old-fashioned, like, total, like, day camp, or is this music camp, or it's, like, specialty stuff?
This one is sports-specific.
Ooh.
So...
Five?
No, it's a different one, but very much, he was super psyched about it. Because they swim once in the morning and they swim once in the afternoon. That's his deal. And he's now good at catching footballs because that's a thing they've been playing.
Teach the kid Guagi.
He does. He's got gloves. He's got football catching gloves that his grandpa gave him.
So he's cheating?
He's got spider tags.
So you're setting unreasonable expectations?
Yeah, he's the Lester Holmes of day camp.
Lester Hayes.
Lester Hayes. Damn it!
He's
the Lawrence Holmes of day camp.
Jerome.
So close.
Hey.
Lester Hayes. Come on, Spiegel. Shut hands. We get to transition with Bernstein. Bernstein, who's sneezing? Who was that?
That's Murph.
That voicemail they left
about
a cola.
You never heard
the full voicemail?
Oh.
No.
I don't know this voicemail, I don't think.
Do we have the full?
Somewhere. Oh, if we don't for the 30th have this, what a damn weirdo this dude is. Like,
it's a voicemail.
To his producer.
Oh, so, okay. Murph is conducting the voicemail.
Murph is leaving a voicemail for his producer.
Okay.
I don't know. And he was on like some sort of sneezing jag. And instead of just saying, hey, I'm sorry, let me call you back.
Tries to power through.
In a way that's completely bizarre and off-putting.
Which I never met the man, but it sounds like that was about how he operated.
Oh no, that was that
in a bizarre and off-putting way.
Yes,
yeah,
that is correct.
All right. Well, if we could hear it at some point, that would be great.
Why are you just gonna leave me out here on eyeless feet? You know what it is.
You got some love for him, right? He was nice to you. It's okay.
I found a way
to
get
people differently.
Of course you did. Of course you did. I found a way to get along with the man as his producer because that's kind of
the gig.
It's always been my thing is finding a way to get along with the people. As I'm up to 37 on people I've hosted with here at the station. Have you ever counted, Dan? You're probably up there.
Two.
Right.
As like a show with a named show?
No, like, you know, people who you've done a shift with.
Yeah, because he counts you.
Including weekends?
I know.
Including weekends? I'm sure I'm well over 100.
There was that first moment where four of us were talking at once and nobody heard anything. Here we are!
We heard each other.
We got there.
I heard everything Lawrence had to say.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
But 13 years ago, I heard you say, Lawrence, what, 13 years since you've had a partner?
Yes.
That's when I came in. It was me and Mac right after you and Hamp, right?
That's right. Yes.
So when me and Max started, it was like, all right, here we go. Afternoon transition with Boers and Bernstein was like the highlight of our day. And then it became something we dreaded so much. And Mac and I would talk about, I wish we could just stop. I wish we could just walk away. Because you guys were you were the freight train of hate and indignation. And we were the feeling show. And we would have ya-ya time and just giggle about nothing. And then you guys would come in and you'd be like, I'm furious at the Pope. And you would attack the Pope. For 10 to 12 minutes. And
we'd be like, Mike Francesa, what are you
doing? I'd be like, let's see, should I defend, I don't know, Catholicism as an entity? Or just let him keep rolling?
I can't tell you how much fun that was.
To come and crap all over our mood every single day. Did you know we were dreading it? We wanted no part of you guys.
I just, on this end, to just know the just absolute unfettered joy.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
You're an idiot.
I'll tell you who sucks.
You guys suck. What a dumb, stupid show you've been doing. Now the station gets smarter.
That's what it felt like every day. So we're going to try and do that to you. We got to try and do that. I think we should crap all over their mood whenever possible.
Okay.
What did I do?
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea.
No, maybe just dance.
Get used to the fact it's not about you.
That's a lot of therapy that's coming out right there.
Well, there's a lot of hours that you're working up stuff like, you know, what are we going to talk about today? I don't know. We'll just crap on them.
5 hours, man. That was a long thing you guys used to. But now transition on the front end and back end. You're almost back to B&B 5-hour days. Almost?
No, it's a little, it evens out. I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
I like the extra hour plus of sleep.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
That 1 hour, just because the difference between 6:05 and like 7:15, that's huge.
It makes a big difference for Mully and Haw too. Like those are the guys that are going to benefit the most physically from this change.
Years added to life.
No, Danny, like real talk.
I know.
Like that even if it's 45 minutes, like let's
time
say they
added
get
to the back end of their life.
Yeah. Like the 45 minutes of sleep that they're going to get because the show starts a little later than it did.
You know,
it's a big difference.
You know, what's going to take years off their life, though, is the fact that they have to watch the White Sox a lot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the only thing I'm gonna miss.
Saturday was good.
With these hours.
Saturday was great.
Cueto's a beast, man. I love that.
I got to show you this text message that I got.
Because it's great on radio if you show
just
that.
Just wait. No, it will be. I mentioned it before.
As we were trying to talk about sports.
My bad.
I said the only.
Big mistake by you.
The only issue I was going to have was that the old hours allowed me to drive Jason to school. It just worked out just fine. He goes to school right down here, drop him, come here. So that's pretty much over, which probably is best for him senior year. So this is 9:54 a.m. This is the text he sends me.
Says, don't F this up. That's some faith right there.
That's sweet.
That's nice.
That's good. And you can see my response.
I mean, like, you gonna share with the class?
Oh, sure. Thanks, asswipe. He said to his son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Got a loving relationship.
But the vibes are good.
Yeah,
right?
And he's inherited that thing where you crap all over somebody's joy.
Good vibes, man.
Congratulations for passing that.
I like that. That's good parenting right there.
Yeah, well done. Thanks a lot, kid. Appreciate it.
Nice, open, and honest. Well, no, on the White Sox, and by the way, Mendick was great. And Lawrence. Fellow radio dorkdom, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, as soon as he got off the air, you were like, there are some great drops in there.
Yeah.
I was thinking the content was good. The baseball was interesting. I thought his last answer about how he finds ways to still have fun and prioritize baseball was like, I don't mean this.
He looks at himself as a 2-year-old hitting a ball off a fountain of water.
It was like a very surprising answer, and I don't mean that from like I was surprised that Danny Mendick had that answer in him. I'm surprised that like. Any athlete.
The introspection was awesome.
Just like a professional. Like, they've been doing it for money. It's so competitive. He's a fringe guy. He has to grind for everything. Earlier in the interview, he said the only way he takes himself out of the game is from a gunshot wound. But then 14 minutes later, he is talking about trying to find joy from childhood love of baseball. It was very nice.
Don't you think, I mean, maybe it's because I've always been looking for it and kind of attuned to it, but this idea of guys trying to find that mental health and that mental focus and calm. I feel like there are players everywhere doing this, whether it is the proliferation of mental skills coaches or apps like Headspace and Calm. Look at Christopher Morel breathing deep every time with 2 strikes. Look
especially
at
baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Jake Berger, who's got like a little cottage industry about mindfulness. Every one of the White Sox pitchers are guys that really focus on meditation. And it's, you know, when Joe Maddon came in here and we would have conversations with Joe or with Carlos Pena about the beginner's mind and about like those kinds of things, it is definitely especially in baseball. But I think it's a pretty big trend around America and really around the world in terms of getting the most out of yourself.
I was trying to, we had delved a little bit into this inside our conversation about the White Sox, and I was trying to make the point that you just brought up, but I was flipping it. The idea of how does all of this stuff affect White Sox players? How does this season affect them? How does a season of expectation affect them? How do all of these little things that they're guys are getting hurt, guys have been bad, how does all of it like cumulatively affect them? And there's no right answer to it. You know, each guy will tell you that it affects them differently at different times.
Mm.
But I do think it's something that we should put into the ether when we're having these discussions about them, that there are human beings that are playing this game. And you wonder if they're being affected at all or to what degree by all of the things surrounding them.
I think what you're talking about makes what you're talking about, I'm pointing to Spiegs and I'm pointing to Lawrence,
Did you forget how to do this? Was Jason right?
He's effing this up.
It's been a long time. Four-person transition.
I know.
It makes sports talk more interesting, I think.
Because it's relatable.
It's like they're people with jobs.
Challenge of being mindful and getting the most out of yourself is something a lot of us are dealing with every single day. To focus on things. You know, you guys were talking about the White Sox today, and we've had so many like interesting big picture conversations, and here we are with a chance to do it as a four-pack. I feel like what Rick was doing, and as this rebuild was happening, I personally had so many times of saying a version of, these are no longer your father's White Sox. They're doing things differently, whether it was hiring different people or that moment when Roger Bossard shows us the new technology out of Camelback. He's so excited to show us. We have a Rapsodo now. Look at this. All those things. Because in the past, it was players are good enough. I don't know. Let's see. Are the players good enough? Let's see. We'll win if the players are good enough. And that's not how it happens anymore. The best organizations win.
Make your players better.
With the extra 2%. You do a million things to win on the margins. Those kind of things. It looked like the White Sox are going to be that. And now it feels like they have regressed back to, are the players good enough? And so, to your point, Lawrence, when I see those players putting on themselves, the big quote from Abreu that Fegan had today saying, in the end, we feel bad because, you know, Tony can do whatever, but it's on us. That's too simplistic. And for too many decades, guys like Tony and others have been allowing the narrative to be, it is just on the players. And that's just not true anymore.
Well, they allow it to happen, Spiegs, until they do something brilliant. When those people do something brilliant, then it's the brilliant manager. What a great pitching change that manager made, or what a great call in the lineup. And they get to then be the genius. But when the genius wears off, or we go, the emperor is butt-ass naked, and then it's, oh, well, if the players were good enough, none of this would matter.
This is why I push against the whole, like, it's the players, it's the players, it's the players. And I know that it is largely the players, but that narrative is how leadership is self-preserved. That's how you save yourself, is you just say, well, it's on them. That's just all it is.
I think that is, as long as that part you said at the end, then I don't think we're in that much of a disagreement. As long as it is mostly on the players, like Brady and Belichick, who mattered more? It was Brady. Like that's the type of thing where we absolutely can understand that it is not just the players to perform. And to go back to the mental health point, right? Like, these guys are dealing with way more than we could ever imagine. But it is also true that players on the White Sox have been underperforming.
No, I know.
Not being put in the best position by their manager to succeed and all of that, but they are underperforming.
I feel like the sheer nature of the sport, the volume of the games, the volume of the moments, allows more time, more opportunities for organizational philosophies and stuff to manifest. And sometimes you don't even realize it. You're like, oh, they're good at that because 5 years ago we valued defense when we helped this kid develop. And that's why he made this play.
Or we put together our draft list.
Yes. Yes. We moved a guy up because we knew he'd make the right decision here. And that manifests 4 or 5 years later. And when those things don't happen, it's like, ah, those guys aren't good enough. Like, I mean, Luis Robert not getting under a ball correctly. To make a throw from third was in Kansas City, 6 weeks ago? And it's like, oh, that's
coaching.
That's a big league player. He ought to know how to do that. No, a lot of them, they need to get taught it every step of the way and reminded of it every step of the way. And when you don't value that stuff, then you lose a run in Kansas City on a Thursday afternoon. This stuff drives me nuts.
I think it's different with the empty space of what we see what's done. And we could say, is somebody warming up? Is he going off of handedness instead of quality and all these things? What we don't see is the aggregate effect of things that aren't done, of opportunities missed, of the differences between a thorough organization that sits down from the top and says, what don't we know and how do we know what we don't know, and figures out all those things. And you're not going to get everything, but if you get a lot of them, that's runs and that's wins.
And they were on their way to do it, weren't they? They were on their way to do it.
That's what we were talking
about.
And
now it's regression, and it's angering. Even to me, who doesn't like feel it like our producers do as hardcore Sox fans, I get the anger.
Right now, our producers are feeling that we're very late to break. Apparently, we're supposed to be breaking.
I don't
already.
Know. I don't know.
Legal ID. We're barely legal right now, if at all. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. You guys were great today.
Barely legal. That's right.
That'll keep them coming back.
Right?
And we're canceled.
We're back with Tanny's Open. Guys, great debut show. We'll do it again tomorrow. It is Parkinson's. Spiegels, yeah, that's what us. We are, and we're us. Still that. Next on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.